Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting here live from Yellow Jacket Stadium. I, of course, am joined by Nick Sanchez, who actually is temporary out doing different activities. He, of course, is the Nick Sanchez, the Ed Calchosa High School Student Council President, and will be joining me up here in the booth and helping to and assisting in broadcasting tonight's ballgame. Do want to welcome those of you that are tuned in around the nation via Ed Calchosa Sports Radio and Internet Radio, as well as welcome you that are tuned in to locally via syndication on KBuzz 89.7, Ed Calchosa's very own local radio station. Well, 3 minutes and 23 seconds remaining before the kickoff of tonight's ballgame, as both teams have entered their respective inflatables and are awaiting the traditional gallop to their respective sidelines. And there goes the Harlingen High School band, and I'm anticipating as the smoke begins to arise from the Cardinal inflatable, they are making their way out, and they are led by number... Oh, there appears to have been some sort of confusion. Ed Calchosa fans not too kind in the sense that they are being a little judgmental, as three or four players from the Cardinals began to emerge about 15 yards out, but were not being followed by their teammates. I hope we don't have another standoff here. Of course, standoff referring to back in 2006 when the Ed Calchosa, L. Jackson, Mercedes Tigers were facing off, and neither team wanted to leave their bubble. They wanted to be the second team. But no, that is not the case at all, as both teams are awaiting the coin flip. Captains for the Yellow Jackets, number 55. Need to check my roster as far as who that is. Number 61, Lupe Garcia. Number 44, Brandon Reyna. And number 32, Roger Garcia. Of course, probably the most notable captain for the Harlingen High Cardinals is number 90, who has been labeled a animal for his play on the field. Plays various positions, comes out to you at you at the end, at the defensive tackle, as a linebacker, on the inside, as on the outside. Probably the only thing he has not played is secondary. But nonetheless, I, of course, am referring to Harlingen High's very own number 90, Mingo Rincon, who was the All-Valley, defensive MVP for 2008 for the Rio Grande Valley. Once again, do want to remind you that JBR Digital, class of 1976, George E. Sines is out there, has been very kind in producing photos for tonight's ball game as well as other ball games. He, of course, has produced photos for the action photos of the Gregory Portland and Cal Allen games, and hopefully will be kind enough to provide those photos, which, of course, are posted on the Ed Calchosa unofficial webpage, eejackets.com, who is also the sponsor of tonight's broadcast. Well, it appears that the Cardinals have won the toss and have elected to receive. So the Cardinals will be on offense and the Yellow Jackets will be on defense for tonight's ball game, or the start of tonight's ball game. 25 seconds and counting, and this game is pretty much set to start as captains for their teams return to their respective inflatables. Large crowd on hand, various reporters and media from around the valley. Looking over to the sides, I see 102.5 La Ley. I see 99.5 Que Pasa. I see, I can't really tell who that is, but various radio stations. Of course, up here in the booth, I am joined by a couple reporters from the Monitor, and I believe also the Valley Morning Star. And of course, for good reason, this is the highly touted game of the week, featuring the number one Harlingen High Cardinals versus the number 10 ranked, and this, of course, ranking from the Monitor, number 10 ranked Ed Calchosa Yellow Jackets. And both sides erupt as the Cardinals and the Yellow Jackets take the field at the same time. And this is just a preview of the sort of excitement and entertainment that we are anticipating for tonight's ball game. And it appears that both teams seem pretty jacked and pretty excited as Harlingen has now retreated to their sideline. Yellow Jackets still at the 45-yard line. Apparently, Brandon Rainham, linebacker for the Jackets, giving a quick pep speech to his team. And information from Mr. Benny Layton, who, of course, is joining us up here in the press box and is announcing tonight's ball game. Future Yellow Jackets joining us from Gutierrez Elementary, escorting the Yellow Jacket football team onto the field. And, of course, dressed relatively nicely in a B outfit, really cute outfit there. And would like to thank them for their support. And, of course, would like to thank you guys for your support as the game clock has been reset, 12 minutes. And both teams now have taken the field. Of course, Ed Couch also will be kicking off, and the Cardinals will be receiving. Tonight's ball game moments away, and we are anticipating a good one. Kicking for the Yellow Jackets, not quite sure on the number, but I know the Yellow Jackets have had uncertainties at the kicking position. Obviously, graduated number 9, Miguel El Pie de Oro Garcia, who last year set the Ed Couch Yellow Jacket record with a 49-yard field goal last year, which was longest in Ed Couch history, and has had to have been replaced this year. Not quite sure with who. I know number 33, Victor Cruz, was one of the possible replacees, but it appears that it is number 1 for the Yellow Jackets. And, of course, I'm going to take a quick peek to eejackets.com/team, which provides us with information and, of course, a roster of tonight's players. And you can, of course, visit that and find out more information as well. That is, of course, if you are online. A relatively shallow kick. Not much of a return. The Harlingen Cardinals do retain possession and will start tonight's ball game at approximately the 34-yard line. So not exactly great field position, but certainly not the worst, considering how deep the kick went. And checking to my roster, number 1 is not on my roster. But, of course, my roster is back from July of the 28th of 09. So certainly new players probably have been joined. Do you have number 1 there on your roster? Oh, Danny Palomares. All right. Danny Palomares, the kicker. Orange and Cardinals in a spread formation starting from the 34-yard line. Handoff. Oh, fake handoff. It's a quick hitch to the right. And nice job there by the Cardinals on faking the handoff. Quarterback Sanchez, number 5 for the Cardinals, really put on a good fake there. It froze the linebackers, and he was able to get that pass off to his right and on the quick hitch. Got to also give credit to the receiver, number 3 for the Cardinals, who zigzagged his way to pick up almost 9 yards. It'll bring up a 2nd-and-1 ball spot near the 43-yard line. Spread formation again. It appears to have been a fake option. Quarterback keeps it, tries to get the first down, and barrels his way through the middle. Does encounter the defensive line, but is awarded enough yardage for the first down. Officially a 2, maybe 3-yard pickup on the play as the refs signal a first down. Ball now on the 46-yard line. Harlingen, who has been known for playing a very emotional game, looking to set the tempo here and put points up on the board and possibly stun this defense, this Yellow Jacket defense, who has played relatively well the last two games. Handoff off the left side of the line to number 20, Pablo Garza, and he is immediately met at the line of scrimmage and does not gain much yards, maybe 1, as the ball spotted about the 46.5 yard line. 10 minutes and 34 seconds. For those of you that are just joining, do want to welcome you. You are listening to Ed Couch Chelsea Sports Radio. Game of the week, the Ed Couch Chelsea Yellow Jackets versus the Harlingen High Cardinals. Harlingen with a 2nd-and-9 with a trips formation. Fakes the handoff. Quick pass. Has a receiver open. First tackler misses. 2nd-and-3rd tackler for the Yellow Jackets coming up and putting a hit. Number 26, Santo Garza. Not Garcia. I was going to say Garcia. Santos Garza. On the tackle. Good enough for a first down. Cardinals now in Yellow Jacket territory. Ball spot around the 42. Trips formation this time to the left. Rolls to his right to the single receiver. Has a receiver open but cannot hold on. Would have been good enough for another Cardinal first down, but is in and out of the intended receiver's hands. And, of course, I'm now being joined, who had to take care of some student council responsibilities. The one, the only.
Nick Sanchez.
What's going on, Nick?
No, I just had to take care of some student council things.
Well, we got a second down and 10 after the incomplete pass. Trips to the left, fakes the handoff. Quarterback has to scramble to avoid the pressure, and he's got some room to run there.
What a tackle by Sal Martinez.
But not after he zigzags his way through the defensive line, through the linebacking core, and picks up close to a first down.
It's pretty close for the first down. About third and one.
Ball spot now at about the 33-yard line. Is that big old number 90? Big old number 90, Mingo Rincon, in a peculiar formation. My bets are going to run to the left side over there. Do you see that? Those two linemen over there on the set? Yeah, there you go. And a successful play there. I'm surprised that they didn't call that an apple, meaning unbalanced. What they did is it would look like a trips, but the two of the trips receivers were down on a 3-point stance. They were off the line of scrimmage and a little bit outside of it, but their main purpose was to block, and they blocked down hardcore, and they pretty much shut down that side of the defensive line and allowed the quarterback, number 5, Mark Sanchez, to find the outside and pick up yet another Harlingen High first down. First and 10, ball spot at about the 20-yard line. Drops back to pass, has to avoid the rush, and does find a little seam, but doesn't really pick up too much. Maybe about 2 or 3 yards, it'll bring up a second down. Number 47, Jordan Casares, awarded credit there for the tackle. It'll bring up a second and about 7. Ball spot at about the 17-yard line. As the Cardinals are poised, a spread formation, but the receivers are in. It seems more like a running formation, and indeed. Number 20, Pablo Garza, number 28, giving the ball on a jet sweep to the left. Basically, what they're doing is they got it's a spread formation, but they're bringing those inside receivers just off the line. And the reason they do that is they want to spread the defense, which is what a spread does. But at the same time, those receivers are close enough in that they are able to block down. So they're in great position to block down, essentially, is what they're doing. And having quite a bit of success as the receivers are, once again, number 90. And obviously not going to go out for a pass because number 90 is not an eligible number unless he's been declared. And there you go again, number 90 and number, I believe it was 82, lined up at the wide receiver position, sole purpose, blocking down. Didn't quite get to see the Ed Couch defense to see if they adjusted. Did you see any sort of adjustment there as far as them scooting over?
No, but I see a flag on the play.
Okay. Well, the run may have been probably good for 4 or 5 yards, not quite sure, but we'll bring up a 3rd and 2 as the ball now spotted at the 12-yard line. But as Nick mentioned, hold on to your horses. We got dirty laundry on the field. What do you say, Nick? Now it appears that it was against the Yellow Jackets. Not sure what the infraction was, but it does move them up about 5 yards. Gives them an automatic first down. Encroachment? Okay. It'll be a first and goal. Ball spotted at about the 7-yard line. Handoff off the left side of the line. And coming up big there, who's that?
Number 7, Toscano.
Alonso Toscano, a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Coming up big, right, yeah. Comes up from the safety position, makes a tackle. Well, according to the announcer, it was half of a yard loss. So it'll bring up, once again, a 2nd and about 7. 7 minutes and 10 seconds here as the Cardinals continue to drive this ball. This drive originally started at about the 34-yard line, have managed to drive the ball nearly 60-70 yards. And there we go again. We see that overload. And sure enough, bit of trickery there. Had the overload to one side, to the right. And then they shifted the two overload guys to the left. And purpose there was to make the defense think that they were going to run and try to get that corner to suck in, to come in to try to stop the run. But instead, it was a fake run and a quick pass. Unfortunately, the ball just way overthrown. Didn't have any sort of a chance, the Cardinal receiver, to make a grasp. And the crowd here chanting for defense, as this is similar to what we saw last week, where the Jacket defense came up big in this red zone on more than one occasion to stop the Wildcats. Can they do the same here with the Cardinals? And no, the ref is saying he is down, as the play was a jet sweep to the right, and he manages to find a seam and make his way down to the 1 foot line. And it'll bring up a fourth down. What would you do in this situation? You think they're going to pass or they're going to run the ball?
I think they're going to run the ball. They're going to pound it in with Mark Sanchez.
Well, if you see number 90 in there?
Yeah.
Number 90, Mingo Rincon. He is indeed in there, and he is on the offset as the crowd pretty much real loud right now, and it's going to be a quarterback sneak. And Cardinals are signaling touchdown, but you know what? It doesn't matter what they say. It's up to the men in black and white. And we got a touchdown for the Cardinals. Not a bit of uncertainty there as bodies were being pulled off the pile. And it was finally the sideline judge on the rear who made the call. The far end that made the call. Touchdown for the Cardinals. As the Cardinals lined up. The kick is up. It's good.
It's good.
So with 6 minutes and 1 second remaining in
the first
quarter. Your score, Harlingen High 7, Ed Calchosa 0. So definitely I would have to say this is, you know, even though Manny Gomez, the head coach of the Harlingen Cardinals, is not an offensive guru, definitely this is something that he, as a head coach, would definitely want his team to do. Come out here, set the tempo of the game on the opening drive, score, and it's now up to the Yellow Jackets, who of course have struggled offensively, to put up some points here. What sort of adjustments do you think the Yellow Jackets made this week in practice, offensively?
Well, they put Brandon Reyna, the outside linebacker, going to go in as fullback. Let's see what he can do on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, that's an interesting scenario there. Of course, Brandon Reyna did have an injury in the 2008 season, a knee season-ending knee injury, and is wearing a brace. But hopefully, will you know when you're a senior like that, you know sometimes you overlook the well-being of your body and your health, and you just want to give it all and
give it all you got.
Yeah, 100%. play whatever you can.
Back to receive for Ed Calchosa. We had number 22 Xavier Pettis and number 32 Roger Garcia.
And Roger Garcia, the danger, the threat, did have 3 touchdowns last year. One on punt, and just 2. One on punt and 1 on kickoff. But it's going to be Xavier Pettis on the carry. Gets to about the 27, 28 yard line, and the Jackets will take over. 1st and 10.
Looks like the starting quarterback's going to be Aaron Lopez, sophomore.
And going to be another true test for him, you know. And not you don't see very many sophomores coming into the varsity level, the Friday Night Lights, and having a great deal of success. You especially don't see it at the quarterback position. But given the injury last week to Ryan Garza, Aaron Lopez has been given the green light. As the Jackets put a little motion razzle-dazzle of their own, move the strength over to the left side. And it's going to be a pitch over to the left side to Roger, who has a little bit of room, outruns Mingo Rincon, and is going to be pushed out of bounds by the corner. The Yellow Jackets fans crying in desperation feel that Roger was given an extra shove way out of bounds, but the men in black and white do not agree, as the ball will be spot. Correction.
We got a flag on the field.
Yeah, I was going to say the refs don't appear to be moving forward. Instead, it appears to have been a false start. So the play was negated. It would have been close to about a 7 or 8 yard pickup. Instead, the ball, actually, no, it couldn't have been a false start. Given the way they're taking back there, it's probably a holding. Because it looks like they're penalized 10 yards. So the new spot of the ball is about the 17 yard line. After the 10-yard mark of 1st and 20 now. Spread tight formation to the right. Roger giving the ball this time to the left. And the Cardinals recognizing this time and are just coming up hard. Wouldn't be surprised if this player, the next, you see the Yellow Jackets come out in that run-like formation and try to pass just to capitalize on the aggressiveness of the Cardinals. And that seems to be the philosophy of head coach Manny Gomez. He feels that he's going to pressure you, and he's not even going to give your quarterback a time to throw. And he may be right, given that Aaron Lopez is a sophomore and may need that extra time to set up and throw. And there's a tight formation with the two men over, and they switch over to the left, as it appears that the Cardinals are adjusting to this tightness. And it's a pitch, and there's number 90, and it's a pass indeed. Has a receiver open, but it is overthrown.
Overthrown.
Bit of trickery there, and this is exactly what I told you that the Jackets were going to do, but instead they try to do a double pass. The problem was, there we go, number 90, Mingo Rincon in there putting pressure on Roger as soon as he got the pitch, and Roger just had to lay it up there. Unfortunately, he put a little too much on it, and number 22, Xavier Pettis, who was about 30 yards downfield, just could not get underneath the ball as it fell incomplete. Oh, man, oh, man. I see somebody walking up with a Ed Calchusa Yellow Jacket turkey leg. Makes my mouth water. Fumble on the play. Third down play. Was that a... Sorry, I was distracted by the turkey leg. Was that a pass or a run?
That was a pass. An action pass. But then fumble.
So it was a pass attempt, and it appears to have been a fumble. But the Yellow Jackets are giving credit for recovering the fumble, and pretty much negates the third down play, and the Jackets find themselves in a fourth and like 25, fourth and 30, fourth and just way too long, as they're going to have to punt the ball here at the goal line. The snap a little low, manages to get the ball off, not going to be a very far one as he is kicking against the wind. That's going to be taken back for a touchdown. Ball was kicked about 35 yards and caught at the 45-yard line of the Yellow Jackets, and appeared to have been a wall to the right, wall to the home sideline, as Xavier Pettis gets laid out hardcore.
That was a hard hit.
That was nasty. I think I even heard Ed Calchoso fans going, ooh.
Yeah, that was a pretty hard hit.
The returner...
But there is a flag on the field.
Well, the returner does make his way into the end zone, but yeah, as you noted, there is a flag. Well, the Cardinals seem to be celebrating as the flag was against the Yellow Jackets, and the touchdown does stand. So your score 13-0 now, pending the PAT. So definitely not the type of start that head coach Joe Solis wanted for his Yellow Jackets, finding himself down 13-0 pending the PAT here with 4 minutes and 41 seconds left in
the first quarter.
The first quarter. Number 22 for the Cardinals lined up for the PAT attempt. The snap, the hold, the kick, it's up.
And it is good.
Your score, 14-0, 14-41. Four minutes and 41 seconds left, as your score is 14-0 in favor of the Orange and Cardinals. Well, let's use this time to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to K-Buzz 89.7 and Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
Want to know what happened in tonight's game? Look online at eejackets.com for stats, highlights, pictures, and more. Again, brought to you by eejackets.com, the unofficial website of the Yellow Jackets.
When it comes to our photography needs, eejackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
We are back here live at Ed Calchosa Yellow Jacket Stadium for this Game of the Week matchup, as it has been all Harlingen High here, as the number one ranked team in the Rio Grande Valley is showing it in a hardcore way. The kickoff. Who was that? Is that Xavier Pettis?
Xavier Pettis, number 22.
Getting the ball near the 5-yard line, gets off a fairly decent return, maybe about 17 or 18 yards. Correction, 22 yards, 22, 23 yards as he gets off to about the 28-yard line. The Yellow Jackets will start first and 10 from the 28-yard line. And this is going to be an important series here as the Yellow Jackets on their opening drive found themselves pretty much via penalty and just big losses, not really able to move the ball here against this aggressive defense. First play going to be handed off to number 32,
wow.
Andrew Garcia.
Hammock came off and everything.
Yeah, about three or four Cardinals there as Rogers hit hard, does get up, and helmet flies off. And actually, I think that's the second time in two games that that helmet's come off. I think they may need to check the size of that helmet, or at least the chin strap. Definitely don't want to have, when you're getting gang tackled like that, don't want to have an injury with a helmet popping off and then getting tackled. All in all, will be nearly a 4-yard loss. Ball spot now at about the 20-yard line.
I don't think Rincon's on the field.
Handoff has a little bit of room, but not much. Gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And it was number 22, Xavier Pettis, on the carry. Not really. Pickup of about 2 yards. It'll bring up a third and about 12. And as Nick Sanchez was alluding to earlier, appears that number 90, Mingo Rincon, off being given a break here as he's pretty much seen action the entire first quarter. And Aaron Lopez is going to drop back to pass. Does have a receiver, but a diving tackle there by the Cardinal defender manages to hit the legs of Lopez, who then is brought down. Knee is down, and he is spotted down and is essentially sacked as the Jackets lose almost 5 yards of the play, 6 yards. It'll bring up a fourth and very, very long as they're going to be forced to punt again. The snap. The kick, it's up. Going to be fielded. Nope, they're going to let this one bounce. And it takes a nice Yellow Jacket bounce. Hit about the 50-yard line and then bounces and rolls another 15 yards. Awarded maybe about a 42-yard punt with the roll. So with 2 minutes and 21 seconds here, Cardinals find themselves up 14-0 and with the ball again. So far, the Cardinals proving to be a little too much for the Yellow Jackets, but certainly cannot count them out just yet. First and 10, shotgun, spread formation. 20. Number 20, Pablo Garza, trying to run off the right side of the offensive line and runs right into a wall. And was that
Alex Garcia?
Alex Garcia.
Number 52.
Alex Garcia coming from the end position, who makes the tackle. But I think the play is whistled dead, as there appears to be a penalty on the offense. And they're going to be moved back 5 yards. Well, it would have been about a 3-yard loss had they let the play go. No correction. It is not a 5-yard penalty. It's a 10-yard penalty. Did you get to see what the penalty was? Did you get to see what the penalty was?
No.
Once again, turkey legs, a big distraction. That one going out to Charlie Arispe, who's sending me text messages about turkey legs. First down play.
Big stop defensively.
Appears to have been a
swarm
play.
Swarm of Yellow Jackets.
And that's going to be a big, big loss. Close to about a 5-yard loss, as it'll bring them now to a second and nearly 25. And you got to admit, there's not a lot of coaches out there that have second down and 25 plays to run. You know, at this point, they probably just want to try to move the ball as much as they can. I mean, sure they want to get the first down, but very difficult here. But you know what?
It's definitely not impossible. Sanchez is going to drop back to pass and has to avoid the rush. Just has a receiver.
Interception. Santos. Santos Garza with the interception.
Cardinals bring in an empty set. An empty set, which really means they had no back in the backfield. They had three receivers split to the left, two receivers split to the right. And what their obvious intention was to pass the ball. But the pass just way overthrown as quarterback Sanchez had to run to avoid the rush. And it throws on the run and just overthrows his receiver right into the hands of number 26, Santos Garza. So Yellow Jackets now really good field position here. First and 10 at about the 23-yard line. They must score right now if they expect to have a chance in this ballgame. 1:21 left in the first quarter. Yellow Jackets down 14-0. But with possession of the ball deep in Hollingen High territory, as number 22, Xavier Perez, is going to be given the ball. But Cardinal defense pretty much strings him out to the side and doesn't appear to have picked up very much. No, I did pick up a decent gain. Four? Yeah, I picked up about four, right?
4 yards, huh?
Come on, Nick. What do you say? Am I talking too much here? It'll bring
Let's
up
see what they can do. They've been struggling offensively in the red zone, so.
That's true. Well, but yeah, Jackets have not been in the red zone a lot this
Roger has games. Room. He has room.
A sweet play to the left, and Roger able to get
the first down.
Get outside of Mingo Rincon, number 90, who almost made the tackle there, but. You know, he clears Rincon, and he pretty much has a free pass to the outside and does pick up close to about 8 or 9 yards.
8 or 9 yards.
And, but more importantly, does get the first down. So it's a first and 10 from the 11-yard line. The Yellow Jackets do still have an opportunity to get another first down. But at this point, you definitely need to score. Handoff up the middle. Barreling his way through the interior of the Cardinal defense.
Looked like Roger Garcia.
Is that Roger on the carry? It was in number 20, Brandon?
Ryan Castillo.
Oh, Ryan Castillo, okay.
My bad, it was Ryan Castillo.
Oh, wait, is it number, no, number 30, right? Oh, well, I couldn't really see who it was, but a small pickup, about 2 yards. Gets inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. Bring up a second and 8 here, and the first quarter comes to an end. Your score, 14-0 in favor of Hollingen, as Yellow Jacket fans, despite finding their team down by 14, showing signs of still believing in their team, as they are in eminent position to score. Well, with that said, we'll use this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchosa
Sports Radio.
Want to know what happened in tonight's game? Look online at eejackets.com for stats, highlights, pictures, and more. Again, brought to you by eejackets.com, the unofficial website of the Yellow Jackets.
We are back here live. Start of the second quarter. Yellow Jackets in a position to score. Second and 8 from about the 9-yard line.
Aaron Lopez is that quarterback. Motion. It's a toss. Fumble.
And just when things look to be going the way of the Yellow Jackets, tragedy strikes. Fumble on the play, but Roger Garcia able to fall on his own fumble. The toss was a bit behind him, and that, of course, coming from sophomore quarterback Aaron Lopez. Roger not having much of an opportunity other than to fall on the fumble. So we'll be close to a 5-yard loss. It'll bring up a third and about 13. Ball still spot of, or excuse me, at the 13-14-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. Excuse me, of the Cardinals. Third down play. Appears to have been a run off the left side. And And not really much of a pickup, but there does appear to be a player injured for the Cardinals. Well, with this injury, we'll go ahead and use it to take another timeout. Your score, 14-0, with 11 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Yellow Jackets with a fourth down. Well, we'll be back in a bit. You're listening to Ed Calchosa
Sports Radio.
Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on EEJackets.com.
Football game, Jim shows the telltale signs of being wasted. He starts flexing for the camera. He refers to his muscles as gunboats. He screams, "How's this for a halftime show?" Jim streaks the field.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
We're back here live. And I'm going to do my Twitter update, so I'm going to give Nick the opportunity here to go ahead and give you the play-by-play as I update my Twitter account.
Looks like the Jackets are up to try a field goal attempt. Correct. Danny Palomares to kick. It is up. And it is good.
About how far of a field goal was that?
I'd say about a 30 some yarder. About 35.
Ball was spotted about the 20. I think it was more than. It was about at the 20. Did you get to know how far that field goal was? 29 yard field goal? So, with 11 minutes and 6 seconds, Yellow Jackets get rid of that big old goose egg and put points up on the board. 14-3, your score. We'll be back. I'm still trying to update my Twitter here.
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave's about to catch his opponent off guard, not with his fastball, but a tomato. Using tomatoes as baseballs won't work. But if you want to be a better player, the nutrients in a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. So eating tomatoes is like playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jackets up to kickoff. Palomares. The kick is up. Taking by number 14. Still not down. There's a flag on the field.
Conference there in the middle of the field as the flag appears to be against Ed Calchosa. Personal foul is the call, and that's going to be a big one. I'm pretty sure they're going to mark off 15 yards there. Definitely not the type of penalty that you want to have against your defense, who has struggled at times to stop this Harlingen High offense. And indeed,
right now the Jackets cannot afford any penalties against them.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge mark off, 15 yards. It puts them into Yellow Jacket territory. Ball now spot at about the 41, 42 yard line. And the Cardinals don't have very far to go right now to try to put up their third score of the ball game. First and 10. Spread formation. It's going to be a fake handoff, a quick hitch. And a lot of room to run. And the thing you got to understand about the defense the Yellow Jackets are running right now, you got the doubles, which is two receivers on the far and the near end of the field, which is also known as a spread. And the Yellow Jackets are playing this cover two defense where they have two safeties back deep. And what they're doing is they're leaving those inside receivers open, and they're playing them off about 10 yards. And that's what makes this hitch so successful. As on second down, another quick pass, still on his feet,
moving.
Definitely going to have enough for the first down. Got to give credit to that receiver for the Cardinals.
Number 19.
Just, would not go down. And picks up a lot of extra yardage there. I say he picked up about 5 or 6 extra yards there.
Five or six.
Breaking tackle after tackle. And, you know, not very characteristic of a Yellow Jacket defense to see that many missed tackles.
Missed tackles.
First and 10, ball spot now at the 20-yard line. This drive started at about the 41. As it's going to be an option off the left side of the line, but the quarterback is going to keep it as he sees a big hole there. The end there on that particular play usually has the responsibility of the quarterback, but looks like he went upfield too far, and that pretty much gave the green light to the quarterback to not even worry about the option and try to keep it and go up the middle. But the play will be whistled dead. The gain is about 3 yards, and it'll bring up a second and 7.
Number 20 on the carry. Touchdown, Harlingen Cardinals. Wow. This does not look like the Yellow Jacket defense.
A relatively effortless touchdown there as they the Cardinals threaded their way for 20 yards and the touchdown. And now find themselves a PAT attempt away from being up 18 points on the Yellow Jackets. It's good. Your score now, 21-3 with 9:09 left in the second quarter. And you know what? I don't think there are very many Yellow Jackets fans who would have predicted that the Yellow Jackets, with 9 minutes still remaining in the second quarter, down 18 points. I mean, I could look it up at eejackets.com, but I want to say 2003 was the last time that the Yellow Jackets really got a beatdown, which was courtesy of the Donna Redskins. Of course, I could look up to eejackets.com to find the score, but I believe it was a 42-6 effort where the Redskins put up 35 points on and had a built-in 35-point lead on the Yellow Jackets. But, of course, that coming in 2003, which was actually the first district championship season. After that loss, the Jackets went 8-0, but, of course, started that season 0-2. And given the way things are, this may look like another 2003 season where the Jackets will start 0-2. But you know what? You can't count too many horses just yet, as there's still plenty of ball game left in this affair. Ball's going to be kicked deep, caught about the 5-yard line. Number 22, Xavier Pettis, finding a small seam, but it closes down pretty quick. Ball spotted at about the 31-yard line. So about a 26-yard return there for Xavier Pettis. Once again, 9:01 here. 21-3 your score. Do want to remind you that JBR Digital is out there taking action photos of tonight's ball game, and of course those will be posted at eejackets.com, the unofficial website of the Ed Couch Chelsea Yellow Jackets. Do want to invite you guys to check those out as soon as they are posted, which will probably be on a Sunday.
We got a timeout by the Ed Couch Chelsea Yellow Jackets.
And you know, we'll use this time to take a timeout of our own. Do want to give a shout out to JBR Digital. George E. Sines, class of 1976.
When it comes to our photography needs, eejackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
You're listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio, home of La Máquina Amarilla.
We're back here live. First down play. Yellow Jackets looking to resort to a bit of trickery in the sense that first down play was a
reverse.
But does not appear to be very successful.
Picks up maybe about 5 yards on the play. Brings up a second and five. And, of course, the defense coming up big for the Yellow Jackets, granting them a great position, which led to the field goal. But if the Jackets are going to expect to keep up with the Cardinals, they're going to have to put up some more points here. Ooh, appears to have been an inside trap play. And on the carry, appears to have been number 22, Xavier Bettis.
Correction, number 20, Ryan Castillo.
Okay, number 20. Maybe picks up a couple yards. It'll bring up a third and about four. Ball spot at about the 37-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. Taking a gander over to the Harlingen Cardinals side stands. You know, I haven't seen the stands filled that time, the visiting stands filled that much in a really long, long time. Maybe since the Westlake High game back in 2007. As the ball is going to be handed off to number 22, Xavier Bettis, and he's going to fight his way, needing 4 yards for the first down. And angry fans are going to be not too happy as a bit of aggressive play by the defense. But, you know, it's one of those questionable things where, you know, they might call it, they might not call it. It wasn't unnecessary in the sense. But what it's serving to do is instead pump up the Harlingen Cardinals as they take the boos of the Yedcow Chelsea fans as jeers to their accomplishment so far. Well, the run was good enough for the first down to bring up a first to 10 ball spot at the 42-yard line. And the Yellow Jackets going back to this tight formation, the A set, and are looking to possibly continue running the ball. I wouldn't be surprised if they pass the ball right now. And nope, they decide to run the ball. It's 32. Roger Garcia has a little bit of room to run. Makes his way to the Ed Calchosa sideline.
It was a decent game.
Appeared to have been a running play inside of the tackle. And picks up maybe about 5 or 6 yards. Yeah, pick up about six. It will be a second and four. Of course, I know some of you could probably hear the PA announcer in the background. That, of course, Mr. Benny Layton, who did retire last year, but has come back for at least another season as the announcer of Yellow Jacket football games. Oh, a huge hole there. Wow. That's testament to the aggressive nature of this defense. A trap play, huge hole. Now, normally, the safeties are playing real far back. With a huge hole like that, it's a one-on-one. You're guaranteed at least 7 yards. But that safety's playing real nice and tight. He comes up hard and makes a big hit, big tackle. Instead of being a 7-8 yard gain that it should have been under any other type of defense, it was only maybe about a 2 or 3 yard pickup, and it'll bring up a third and about two as the ball is spot now at midfield.
About 6:41 on the clock.
As the ball's going to be handed off
to DJ
24.
DJ Villalpando with the first down.
Yep. Enough yardage. Maybe a pick of about 3 or 4. Yeah, we'll give him 4 yards there. First and 10 now in Harlingen Cardinal territory. And this has... this has probably been the best drive that the Yellow Jackets have put together. This drive, of course, starting back at about the 31-yard line. And Jackets, with a long count, managed to draw the defense over or offsides. And it looks like this should be an encroachment penalty on the defense, but we're going to hold up and see as the officials are conferring in the middle of the field. 6 minutes and 38 seconds here remaining in the second quarter. Yellow Jackets with a good drive putting on so far. Drive started back at about the 31-yard line. Now at the 41-yard line of the Cardinals. An infraction was indeed against the Cardinals. Encroachment brings up now a first and five.
6:38 to go for the half.
What do you think the Jackets are going to do here?
Run play to the right hand side.
Yep, you're toss. Right. It's a toss.
DJ Belbando.
And not a lot of room to run there, as he is met immediately at the line of scrimmage. And actually may have lost a yard, as it'll bring up now a second and about six. Ball spot at the 42. Excuse any technical difficulties that we may be experiencing. Every now and then something, we get a hang up from our server. But I do want to remind you that this is the type of quality of service you get when it's free. Can't complain too much. As on second down, number 32, Roger Garcia is going to be given the ball. And that play is going to be drawn out to the sidelines. And doesn't really have much room to run upfield.
Well, he just got back to the line of scrimmage.
And, you know, did I jinx him or something? Just when I'm giving the Yellow Jacket offense for moving the ball, this drive consisting of already 30 yards of offense now find themselves faltering here. And, of course, it's a third and four, but they were awarded a five-yard penalty. So this has actually started off with a first and five. So third and four here with a tight formation. Aaron's going to drop back to pass. He has time. Has a receiver.
Overthrows him.
Cannot connect. Did have a receiver there, but that safety was closing in quick. And you know what? If the ball would have been on target, that safety would have put a pop on that intended receiver. And I don't know if the receiver would have been able to hold on, but certainly would have been a miraculous play had he been able to do that. But irrelevant because the ball was overthrown. Fourth down here, and Jackets are going to punt.
Danny Palomares back to punt. Low snap. There's a flag on the play.
Yep, before the snap. Well, the snap does get off, but it is immediately whistled dead. This is usually an indication that it's going to be against the offense. Correction. Well, you know, that doesn't really explain the flag. As it appears that the play was stopped because the Cardinals managed to get a timeout. But indeed, the flag was waved off. But it's a bit strange, a little strange there. Well, with that timeout, 5 minutes, 11 seconds remaining, we'll use this to take a timeout of our own. Do want to remind you that you are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea
Sports Radio.
Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio, brought to you by CV the Hispanic Titanic, alongside with the host for the most, Perry Ellis, bringing you games live from the Hive.
That's right, we're coming to you live from the Hive at Cal Chelsea Sports Radio, as the Yellow Jackets on a fourth down will be punting the ball, and a rush does come in, but great job getting the punt off.
Stop at the 1 yard line.
Wow. Almost a foolish play there by the punt returner for the Cardinals. I mean, it was a line drive kick, and rather than let it go, decides to catch it, which, you know what, I take it back, was not necessarily a bad choice given the fact that it was kicked right to him. But, you know, makes the catch the five, given the fact that the defense or the punt unit was so close. Has to try to run back to avoid the tackle. Instead gets... Well, actually, he muffs it, doesn't he?
Yes.
He dropped it. Well, nonetheless, Cardinals start at their 1 yard line. And you know what? If I'm Joe Garcia, the defense, I'm bringing the house right now. Let's try to get a safety. And they're going to run out of the end zone. And wow. Makes first contact... almost at the goal line, but manages to push his way forward and gets to about the 3 yard line. So it was an option keeper. Quarterback probably wisely, I mean, you don't want to option back into the end zone. Wisely decides to tuck it and run upfield and picks up the 2 yards. Second and eight. Clock continuing to run here, 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
They're in that apple formation. Rincon in there.
Yeah, now it's more of just a tactic to try to catch you off guard. What they're doing is they're anticipating the Yellow Jackets overloading. They're seeing Rincon in that overload formation to the right, and they're calling the option to the left. So it appears that they have, the Cardinals that is, have anticipated what any defense might try to do to adjust to it, and that's what makes them such a potent offense. Overload this time to the left as Mingo Rincon still in there. Looks like he's struggling to get down, still kind of huffing and puffing. It's pretty much been in there all game long. As the third and five play is going to be a pass attempt, and it is going to be in and out of the hands of a wide open receiver. Did you see the green?
Did
you see the green?
I saw the green.
Hey, that receiver makes the catch, and he is off to the races because the intended coverage man was about 5 yards behind.
5 yards behind.
And he's gonna take it to the house.
Pretty sure if he caught that ball, he wouldn't have taken it to the house.
Yeah, Jacket defense dodges the bullet there as the ball is overthrown, incomplete, and it'll bring up a fourth down as Harlingen is going to be forced to punt out of their own end zone. The ball snap, it's kicked, it's off. Not a great punt, but Roger is going to have a chance to field it. Oh, it bounces, and it's going to roll out of bounds. And a late flag coming in as Jacket fans are not too happy. I didn't get to see what exactly happened from my seated position, but my guess it was a late hit.
Late hit. Number 21.
And this is actually, I hate to bring up stuff like this, but, this is characteristic of a team that's overly aggressive. You have so much adrenaline, so much rigor running through your blood that you get too jacked up and you just don't know when to stop. And got to apologize here. The fans are going crazy because Coach Solis is up there and he is just letting the ref have it. I guess the fans are really... Well, apparently Solis had to give the refs a piece of his mind. But I'm lost here.
This is not a way to start off the first half for the Jackets.
It appears that the penalty was against the Yellow Jackets, which I guess is why Solis was not too happy. My guess is it was a late hit, and the Yellow Jacket player probably retaliated. And you know what they say, the second man always gets caught. And that was probably the case here, which ignited Solis's fury. But I was going to say, I know last week the Harlingen Cardinals were flagged on more than one occasion. I want to say four or five times against Mack High for personal fouls, late hits, and that sort of nature. So, like I said, this is something that's characteristic, and we've seen it for the first time tonight. First down play, and not even able to get back to the
line of scrimmage.
Yeah, line of scrimmage. It's going to be a loss. Loss of about 3 yards. Ball brought back to the 41-yard line. It'll be a second and about 13. And 3 minutes here remaining in the second quarter. Clock continues to run. Yellow Jackets, if they can put up a good drive here, can end this quarter with a score. As Jesse Halomo with his first opportunity to come up with a big catch as Aaron Lopez puts the ball just in the right position over the linebacker's head and hands, extended hands, and into the hands of Halomo, but just cannot hold on to it. Ball does fall incomplete. It'll bring up a third down and about 13.
The Jackets are in desperate need of a touchdown right now. They need to get it in the end zone.
Definitely a passing down coming up here. Third and 13. Aaron's going to drop back to pass. Here comes the pressure. Steps up. And gets caught from behind. Appears to have been number 90, Mingo Rincon. And he's pretty much lived up to all the hype here. As he's been dubbed as one of the best defensive players in the Rio Grande Valley. And has definitely shown it tonight. Ball will be spotted at the 40-yard line. Fourth and a 14 after a 1 yard loss on the quarterback sack. And the Yellow Jackets will be forced to punt the ball.
About a 35-yard punt, caught at the 25.
Still going.
Dodges, and he's got a wall. He's got room to run. Makes it to the 40, to the 50. He's got two men to beat, to the 30, the 20. He's going to take it to the house, and the second punt return for the Cardinals. And this is just one of those instances that the Jackets, you know, you haven't seen them get beat that much on a wall return, and it's already happened twice here.
Well, there's two flags in the field, so.
And it appears that there is an injured player back at the 20-yard line for the Yellow Jackets, that maybe there might have been another big hit on one of the Yellow Jackets. One of the jacket defenders. You know, that's one of those things that a lot of teams, one of those special teams that a lot of teams don't really practice so much is their punt team. I mean, with the exception of punting, you know, a lot of teams don't really spend too much time on their punt coverage, because it's just the assumption that, you know, those guys are going to go down there and make a tackle.
Or just special teams overall.
Well, that may be true also. But of all the special teams, I think the punt gets the least amount of, at least the punt coverage gets the least amount of work, as appears to be number 54, Aaron Sines. And he's walking off in his own power, and appears to be okay for the most part. Let's give him a nice round of applause of encouragement. Well, the penalty appears to have been against the Cardinals, block in the back. So, yeah, the touchdown is negated, and the ball will be spotted 15 yards from the spot of the infraction. So, looks like the Cardinals will take over first and 10 from the 36-yard line. 1:54 here remaining, and wouldn't be surprised if we see the Cardinals on a hurry-up offense.
Yes. And it is caught.
And I think there was a mistake there as from the safety. Safety comes up hard, thinking that it's going to be an option, and it was not an option. It was a pass all the way, as Coach Garcia, defensive coordinator, not happy, giving words to his safety that he needs to stay back, and that pass was pretty much caught in his area, or where he should have been.
A very big gain.
Yeah, indeed, a big gain and a first down. Ball spot now at the 42-yard line. Appears to have been a handoff up the middle. And, you know, that's about the fourth time that's happened, where they hand the ball out to number 20. He gets caught up, and they just cannot bring him down. I mean, I got to admit, number 20, Pablo Garza for the Harlingen Cardinals, is a tough guy to bring down. And what ends up happening is they end up whistling the play dead, because, you know, he got like five or six Yellow Jackets on him, but just cannot bring him down. And that just may be a testament that the Jackets are tackling too high. Second down and 11. Sanchez is going to roll. Has the receiver wide open. Makes the catch. And it is going to be about a 23, 24-yard reception. And it will put the Cardinals into Yellow Jacket territory here. Well, the first down stops the clock. 1 minute and 6 seconds. And the Cardinals in a hurry-up, no-huddle offense, looking to the sideline to get the play and run it at minimal time.
Minutes on the clock.
58 seconds and counting. Handoff off the left side. Has a little bit of
Garza.
Room. But the Yellow Jackets quickly close it down.
Clock still ticking.
34 seconds here remaining in the second half.
Harlingen 21, Yellow Jackets 3. Second and 6.
Appears that there may have been a timeout here. Yellow Jackets are still in position and ready to go, because a lot of time here. Clock is not running. He didn't go out of bounds, did he?
No, he didn't go out of bounds.
Must have been a timeout.
Must have been a timeout, yeah.
Well, nonetheless, third down.
Sanchez back to pass. Misses one tackle. Another tackle. Oh, and he's hit hard by Jesse Alomo.
Number 51, Luis Escobedo, that first guy to miss the tackle. And a rolling helmet there as his helmet comes flying off and gets up and tries to get back in the tackle. You got to admit, you got to like his tenacity, but I wouldn't recommend making a lot of tackles without a helmet.
Yeah, but that was a good job by Jesse Alomo coming in strong, recognizing the run.
Well, that's what burned him the last time. He came up strong on that run, or at least what he thought was a run, and it was a pass.
And it was a pass.
But this time he was correct. It was a run, and he was pivotal in that big third down play. But instead, it'll bring up now a fourth and about six with 21 seconds remaining in the half.
And
third and 21 seconds to go.
Third and final timeout called by the Cardinals.
Well, we got 21.5 seconds left in the first half. The score is 21 seconds to go. Orange Cardinals 21, Yellow Jackets 3. The Jackets need a big stop right now. They need to stop.
Wow, look at that. Lining up for a field goal. Fourth down here, and that's going to be a long one. That's going to be close to 45 yards. 45-yard field goal attempt coming up.
I'd put someone back there to just...
That's a pretty long field goal for high school standards. And, well... Jackets will be giving credit for the block, but in reality, did you see the kicker slip?
That could have been a roughing the kicker.
Yeah, the kicker
slip. That would have been a first down.
It got exactly 1 foot off the ground. I think it hit somebody in the back part of the knee or the back part of his leg. Yeah, that kick didn't have a chance. Apparently, the kicker slips, but it works in the favor of the Yellow Jackets as they take over now on first down with 16 seconds left in the half. The band for the Harlingen Cardinals already lined up at the north side end zone, ready to perform.
North and south.
Oh, no, yeah, the Yellow Jacket band also lined up at the south side. Well, appears that the Jackets will be content in running the clock out as it was a simple handoff off the right side of the line. And indeed, the clock will expire. Your score at the half.
21, Harlingen and Yellow Jackets 3.
Both sides retire to their respective locker rooms. And you know what? We'll use this as an opportunity. I know you, as Ed Calchosa High School Student Council President, has duties to attend to. So let's take this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to K-Buzz 89.7 and Ed Calchosa
Sports Radio.
Yeah.